This is Arise Jr. Arise is the one we've been praying for so many weeks, was in a horrific traffic accident, but it's just doing great now. And he's going to be speaking to us during our worship service hour. Their other son, Jonathan, is a student at Harding, and Jonathan just couldn't be with us this morning. Things come up that just prevented him from being with us this morning. So he was supposed to take the Bible class hour. The dad and Albert are going to do that in his place. And then after lunch together, dad is going to take, he'll do his regular assigned topic for us this evening. I want you to meet these folks. We had two reasons for them coming. Number one, they're a great family. They'll do a great job with the lessons that they're going to present to us. We're so thankful for that. But number two, I wanted you to love on them. I want you to give them the Mars Hill treatment. I want you to love on them because they've been through a whole lot over the past few months. And Arise doesn't mind hugs, do you?
No.
How about your girlfriend? You like hugs too. I was talking about hugs for him, is it? Okay. And I'm sorry, I forgot your name.
Alex.
Okay. And this is his girlfriend. Okay. This is his girlfriend. If the hugs get too serious, she'll let you know. Okay. But she'll take hugs as well. We are so pleased that you've come to be with us. Brother Carlton, would you lead us in prayer, and then we're going to turn it right over to the... Oh, this is Karina. Did I forget to mention you? And the least important in the family. Not really. This is Karina. And we've just known each other forever. But Brother Carlton's going to lead us in prayer, then we'll turn it over to you guys, okay?
Let's pray. Our God, our Father who art in heaven, we come this morning with grateful hearts that we're able to be here. Father, we praise you for who you are, for being the all-knowing, the all-powerful, loving Father that we serve. Father, help us to be worthy of being called your children. Help us to live our lives in a way that when our time here on this earth is over, that we will have a home with you in the great heavens. Father, we ask forgiveness for sins. We know that we are weak and we do, and we say things that we shouldn't. Help us to be stronger, to be better equipped to serve you better. Father, we thank you for the Ortiz family that's with us today. Be with them as they take us through these services. Bless us all and keep us in your loving care. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, my name is Albert Ortiz, the brothers of Jonathan and Arise Ortiz, and the son of Karina and Arise Ortiz Sr. I'm going to read John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3. Do not let your heart be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms, and if were not so, I would have told you, I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, and that you may be where I am. Now, in verse 1, God is saying that he has a heart for you and for anybody else, and that to trust in him and Jesus. And in verse 2, it's talking about how you have a house and how you have a room in that house. Who has a room in their house? Raise your hand. Everybody. And so other kids don't have houses or like other rooms for them or their siblings or anything. There's some kids that are living on the streets, or like in Africa, they really don't have houses. And with their parents, they really don't have two parents. Like, I have a friend named Braden Catlett. His dad died when he was young, so he only has one mom. And then he has a stepdad. And then I have another friend. His name is Jake Graves. He only has a mom. And my parents. They love me. They love Aris and Jonathan and Alex and the rest of my family. And it's a blessing that I have them still with me and with my brothers, and that you should be able to love your parents like I do.
According to this microphone, I'm star now. And it has enough volume for, I think everybody can hear me? Yes. Well, thank you so much for the invitation for the Ortiz family to be here this morning. And it is a blessing for us to be here. We are so sorry that our son, Jonathan, is not able to be here too, but David Riley was mentioning, we have known each other since Aris was about 5 years old, and now he's 22. He's going to be 23 soon. On September, yeah, he's going to be. Thank you for my younger son for taking this few minutes to present to you a lesson. Now that we are with this time of electronics, sometime is so wonderful for those who depend on that, and sometimes is this is too complicated, and I know some people that they don't play much with the technology. A wonderful. A wonderful father. That's the lesson that my son was supposed to present to you in this time. So let me start saying this. When I was 4 years old, I remember my mom and dad taking me to the park. It was like 7 o'clock at evening or night. And I was so happy because I was with my mom and my dad in the park. Like, they took me to the park. And all I can remember, that was the first time seeing my mom and dad, or the three of us together. Well, I was there in the park, and I vividly remember, have pictures of seeing them talking and me playing around. I was so excited, and those moments, I believe you have memories when you was a child, and there are some special moments in that time that are here, that you don't forget. When those moments are so special, you have it here as far as you can remember. So I have in my mind that moment. Well, probably 15 years ago or so, I learned that night, my mom and my dad they was talking about separation, getting, you know, a divorce. So that was the only time that I have in my mind seeing my mom and my dad together. And that was a happy moment for me. But, you know, now what I know is sad. So I grew up, you know, with my mom and visiting my dad from time to time. And I have seen so many people, you know, and probably you know a lot of people, especially today, that one is missing, you know, mom or dad. I remember going to Nicaragua in a mission trip, and met a young boy that no family. No family, and you know, for me at least had my mom and my dad, even though, when, you know, I would visit with my dad, he would tell me, oh, you know, your mom, this and that. And my mom would tell me, oh, your dad, this and that. But this young man over there in Nicaragua, I remember, not having parents, not having home. Not having that place like you and I have, you know, when we go after coming back from work or school. And I think about my children, how blessed they are to have both mom and dad. That not only they have it, but mom and dad are together. So sad, you know, how Satan has reached so deep in society that has, you know, affected so many homes, families. And, you know, God is the one who has, you know, designed a family as divine institution. And the one in charge of the family is God. And when mom understand that the husband is the head, you know, of home, or head of wife. And when the children understand this also, that God is the one who has designed it, and God is the one who is in charge of the family, there are so many blessings that come from that. Just to know, just to understand that divine design. It's so sad today that, well, I don't know if you have noticed that the rate of divorce is kind of going down. And the reason is because there's not many marriage. Sometimes, you know, like just being together, not getting married. So so sad, you know, how Satan is destroying society in that sense. And you know, the scriptures, it teach us about all this, about the divine design. In the Old Testament, you know, we learn about how God was taking care of his people. Always. Even in the New Testament, Jesus was talking over there in Matthew 23:37. He was mentioning about how God was with his people trying to take care. In Matthew 23:37, when Jesus was right in front of Jerusalem, he was saying to Jerusalem, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophet and stone those who send you, how often I have longed to gather your children as the hen gathers her chicks under her wings. But you were not willing." So God, through the Old Testament, we can see, we can learn how God has been taking care of his people. But Satan is so terrible, so bad, always trying to destroy, to change that divine design, purpose. And today, God is doing the same. He wants everyone to be under his wing. Yes, I know that my children are very blessed to have mom and dad. And I think about myself, you know, when I was growing up without a father in my family. I had a stepfather, and he was different, because my stepfather was a person who, just to give you an idea, when he would come to the house and I would hear his voice, I would be like everything went quiet. So I grew up with that, you know. And it's that's not God's design. That's and I see on my children how blessed they are. Not only because they have a dad, but their dad is obedient to God. And that's why I'm here, that's the family's here. And you know, that, brothers and sisters, makes a big difference. Make a big difference. When everyone, you know, understand that divine design, now we can say that what a wonderful father we have. And he wants to bless our life, your life and my life. And one of the blessings that us, the Ortiz family, has received is for us to be here today and have my son with us. Because, you know, as everybody knows, the accident and how situation was that day on September the 2nd. And I will emphasize on that blessings, that we have a wonderful family. after lunch. And it's going to be, and he told me that it's going to be a potluck, you know, some meals, so everybody's going to be very, very happy. And when everybody's very, 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 very happy, something happened with our eyes, that. So I'm going to have a job. But but it's a blessing. It's a blessing that we have received to see, just to see him right there. It's a wonderful Father that what he wants is to bless you and bless us. You know, as a parent, and there is a lot of parents here, all what we want for our children is the best. And even on that, the best, we can understand that not the best according to the world, but the best according to God's design. Because if a parent's focus on giving to their children, giving the best according to the world, there's going to be a lot of sorrow, pain, tears, and most of us, I guess, we can understand that. Because, yes, we are in this world. But when we just look down, that's what happened. You know, we walk, and walking, just looking down, never looking up, we're going to hit ourselves with so many things. And as a parent, we don't want that. That's why we tell our children, please don't, please this, please that. And that's how God, through the scripture is telling you and me. And everything is under that word of obedience. Obedience, that's the key. Obedience. And you and I, we have study, read, listening about that message in so many occasions. So it's a blessing that he, our Father, Heavenly Father, has or want for us. He loves you. He loves me, even with our mistakes. He loved us so much that I think we understand very well, John 3:16. And it's amazing, but right there in that passage is a message that it goes so deep. Because, one time I hear someone was giving this example and saying, he was saying, my wife and I, we have one child, and, we love, God, and we are concerned about people who don't love God. But we want to do something. Even those who commit crimes, horrible crimes, and they have a life sentence. So saying, the parent was saying, I'm gonna go over there, and my son that has 5 years old, I'm gonna leave my son there to pay for all those who are there paying for their crimes. I'm going to leave it there for life, that the others can come out free. You know, that's not a rational way of thinking of, as a parent, I guess, to propose that. But, you know, in a sense, that's what God did to us. And that's what, you know, John 3:16 is talking about. He loved us even, you know, with our imperfections, sin. And all he wants is for us to believe in his Son, Jesus Christ. And not only to believe, but to obey him, to receive him. And when we do that, that's when we become his children. And he is a wonderful father. He so wonderful, so powerful that you know, we are here. And we are here because of his love. Because he cared for you and for me. And he wants to bless us in so many ways. So, I think everyone, all of us, agree that we do have a wonderful Father. And it's a blessing when we can say that to our own dad. Oh my, I have a wonderful dad. And just to say it, to have that expression. And like I was saying, you know, I don't have memories. I don't have one memory that my dad came to me and told me, "Son, I love you." I don't have memory of my dad hugging me or playing with me. None. And knowing that, understanding that, you know, when they was growing up, I changed that. And I told them, "Yeah, I love you, son." Even today, I told my boys, "I love you, son. I love you." And because that's just the foundation, love. So, thank you. And again, we apologize for my son not being able to be here today. Jonathan was the one who was supposed to take this time. But thank you for this time. And I think that Bell was...
Yeah. 2-3 minutes.
Okay, 2-3 minutes. All right. But seeing him and my son here is the answer of your prayers. And for that, you know, that's again what a wonderful Father we have in heaven, that he can listen for our prayers to him for those in need. And it's something that a parent never want to go through, that experience. But my son Jonathan, he was going to mention about it, that when I call my son Jonathan after I learned about Reese's accident, well, it was so devastated for him that I was almost able to see him, even I was in the phone, you know, how he went like. But what I learned later on is that after I hang up, he got the phone and started calling people. And he started saying, "My son, my brother has been in a bad accident. Please, please pray for him." And boy, that went whoo. So prayers are testifying. Prayers. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you. From the Ortiz family, thank you. May God bless you.